Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this powerful, beautiful scriptures. This morning, you're there to waken us up to this great love again, this goodness, this glory that we lost in Adam, all restored now, Lord, so that we can have godly, divine expectations that don't disappoint, because you love us with the eternal love relevant to the wonderful hope, expectations you have. So we thank you, Father God, that all the promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus, because he's united Jew and Gentile. And we've been united back into the destiny, the love, the plan. Those that you predestined, you called. And those you call, you make right, you justify. And those you justify, you glorify. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 15, verse 7 to 13. So reach out and welcome one another to God's glory. Jesus did it, now you do it. Jesus, staying true to God's purposes, reached out in a special way to the Jewish insiders so that the old ancestral promises would come true for them. As a result, the non-Jewish outsiders have been able to experience mercy and to show appreciation to God. Just think of all the scriptures that will come true in what we do. For instance, they'll join outsiders in a hymn singing. I'll sing to your name, and this one, outsiders and insiders rejoice together. And again, people of all nations celebrate God. All colors and races give hearty praise. And Isaiah's word, there's the root of our ancestor Jesse, breaking through the earth and growing tree tall, tall enough for everyone, everywhere to see and take hope. Oh, may the God of green hope fill you up with joy, fill you up with peace, so that your believing lives, filled with life-giving energy of the Holy Spirit, will brim over with hope.
Hallelujah. This is so beautiful. You see the word hope here, and that hope is divine expectations that won't disappoint. So it's just so amazing that, yeah, everything's been done. We've been restored. Jew and Gentile have got now access by the Spirit into fellowship with the Father and Son, so they can see, be enlightened and motivated and brimming over with hope through the life-giving energy of the Holy Spirit. So be blessed this morning. These mercies are new every morning. And know your God is good and so wonderful. I mean, how's this word start off? Invite and encourage one another to come close and enjoy God's glory. Isn't that wonderful? You know, the doom prophets and the guys just caught up in the old and in sin, they just see all has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And how's this for gospel? How's this for good news? Amen. Welcome one another to God's splendor, God's glory. And the glory is so unique to each and every one of us. God's got a wonderful love plan. He predestined us in Christ to be holy and blameless before him in love. So arise and shine. You've got a good God. God of glory is your Father. And our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, has broken down every wall of hostility between Jew and Gentile. Jew and Gentiles is all the nations. So we have now got access to find encouragement, motivation. And what are we waking up to? The blessings of God, the great and wonderful love, the perfect love that casts out all fear. Amen. Because as he is, so are we in this world. See, we were never made to be little devils. We were made to be children of God. And then the devil's deception and man's disobedience took us out of the goodness of God. But praise God for the love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that has restored us in every way to be in the kingdom, at home in godliness, at home in fellowship, and now in obedience, just arising and shining and being all that God made us to be, so as to bring his kingdom kingdom will, his kingdom hopes, expectations for godliness to bring it into this world. Be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.